that over time became a generic term. You can eat them plain or spread something on them or crumble them into soup. Doctors even recommend eating soda crackers when you're nauseous because they're dry and easy to digest. They're flat and bumpy on the outside with a tasty texture resulting from some interesting chemical reactions. Workers first dump ice into a trough to prevent the dough from overheating during fermentation. The first ingredient is a specific amount of finished dough to kickstart the fermentation of this new batch. To that, they add water, wheat flour, yeast, and enzymes to help the fermentation. A mixer blends the ingredients for about 5 minutes. They let the dough sit for 16 hours while the enzymes break down the starch in the wheat into simple sugars. The yeast then reacts with those sugars, producing carbon dioxide gas, which makes the dough rise. They adjust the fermented dough's pH level with sodium bicarbonate to produce the right flavor, color, and shelf life. Then, for additional flavoring, some salt, malted barley flour, and vegetable oil. The mixer remixes the dough for about 5 minutes to blend in these new ingredients. Now they let the dough ferment for another 6 hours. The sodium bicarbonate counteracts the acidity this produces and relaxes the gluten so that the dough now breaks easily when stretched, the perfect consistency for soda crackers. A machine then extrudes the massive dough into a sheet that's 5 centimeters thick and folds the sheet over itself 3 times. This folding creates the light and flaky layers inside the cracker. The dough sheet then goes through a series of rollers that reduce it to its final thickness, about 1 millimeter. A revolving die cuts the cracker shapes, perforations and all. The little pins puncture the dough and push it firmly onto the conveyor belt. This keeps the dough from deforming when moisture and gases escape during the baking process. From there, the sheet passes under a shower of salt. The sheet now takes a 3-minute trip through a long oven with different temperature zones. Gas flames bake the dough from both above and below. The heat transforms the sodium bicarbonate in the dough into carbon dioxide gas, which then breaks through and escapes. This drives out trapped moisture and forms blisters in the crackers. As the sheet of baked crackers exits the oven, a roller breaks it into rows. The rows then run from one conveyor belt to the next, stacking like roof shingles. Alignment wheels keep them straight until the next set of wheels gently breaks the rows into individual crackers. Each row makes its way through a series of gates that guide it onto a track that leads to the packaging equipment. The crackers are upright now, and the machine begins dividing them according to the number of crackers per package. In this case, those little 2-cracker packs you often get with soup. The cracker pairs enter the wrapping machine, which sandwiches them between a sheet of printed plastic film. A wheel then simultaneously seals and cuts the wrapper between each pair. This all happens at an astonishing rate of 525 packages per minute. And that's the way the cracker crumbles.
all new episode of